Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. Time now for the University Showcase. Shining the spotlight on the athletic programs and coaches, players, administrators, and fans at Tennessee State University, Trevecca University, and the Ohio Valley Conference. Now, here's your host of the University Showcase, Greg Pogue.
Good Saturday morning to you. Hope you're having a great weekend. What a beautiful, beautiful weekend. It is what the monsoon last weekend and ice and snow Mageddon 2 weeks ago. And so I hope everybody's having a great weekend. Welcome into our Saturday morning 2-hour broadcast block. Next hour, the shoot around presented by Goggin Cold Hall, Coach Tom Hodges and myself. And you talk about being in the wheelhouse, March Madness, certainly with that. So in high schools, colleges, we'll talk NBA All-Star game, Ray Dosky producing this morning. So that'll be next hour. By the way, our U.S. Army Legend of the Week is Vol for Life, Bert Bertelkamp, sort of bridged the Ray Mears to Don DeVoe era. There played when he was a freshman, Bernard King, Ernie and Bernie. He was part of that. So anyway, and of course now him and Bob Kessling are on the he's a longtime analyst on the Vols radio network. So they play. Haven't had been able to get him. We'll talk more about it next hour because I don't want to get him on game day. But they play tomorrow. But speaking of game day, I guess it doesn't really matter when we have our next guest on. But the OVC, and of course, we here on this show spotlight the OVC, everything about it. Trevecca and Tennessee State University coming up. Trevecca coach, AAD, rather, athletics director Mark Elliott, and the Lady Tigers TSU coach, women's coach Ty Evans will join us. But just a few moments, Kyle Schwartz, he is the assistant commissioner for strategic communications for the OVC. Get you caught up with what's going on up in Evansville at the Ford Center. Chalk held on the men's side. Two great games last night. Belmont beat Jacksonville State 72-69 and Morehead State 67-64 over Eastern Kentucky. 7 o'clock tonight, ESPN2, Belmont-Morehead State for that championship game. And on the other side, chalk held all the way through as well. UT Martin yesterday beating Tennessee Tech 69-56 and Belmont beating Murray State 67-49, and that game is this afternoon, 2 o'clock on ESPN+. Plus. And we're joined now by OVC Assistant Commissioner Kyle Schwartz, who set his alarm so he could come join us this morning. He's up in Evansville. Good morning, Kyle.
You said I was awake a whole 10, maybe 15 minutes before you all called.
So well,
it's been an early morning.
I understand, and you know, I watched every minute of both games last night, and I did look at the clock and thinking, well, now Kyle's not going to leave for another hour and a half. So, what time did you get to back to your room? 1 o'clock, 1:30?
About 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's
or so. Nice. Still got some more. As a communicator, I like to help service the media that's there. If they leave, then I leave. So, you go back to your hotel and you do a little work, and then you go to bed. And there's no better time than March, and then it's been a great couple days so far.
I'm telling you, and I've done it for years in person and on TV, Friday night, semifinals, OVC men's basketball. That's must-see viewing for me. And last night, both games were just great games. They really were. A lot of fun. Back and forth. Either team could have won. And you had the best four teams there.
And there's always that excitement. You'll hear people. We're one of the first conferences to finish, so you'll hear that national buzz. And it's on TV. And maybe people know who the OVC is, obviously. But maybe they haven't watched a lot this year. And to get two good games, it was really great. Now, of course, this year we're at limited capacity. Things are a little different. So maybe it's not as electric as in the past, but it was a great feeling inside the arena with just nip and tuck games.
Well, and it translated well to television. It really did. And, you know, you do what you got to do. And now, just for everybody, of course, the championship game, what are some of the basics that you did with COVID precautions this time around? Because this time last year, we were up there, you know, watching the tournament, and it was everybody come on down and have a good time or come up to Evansville. And so what did you guys have to do? You, Commissioner Beth DeBush, and Travis Teletasi, your Associate Commissioner, what did you put in place?
Well, we're going to brag on Travis, who's worked tirelessly over the last couple of months just to get everything in. So it's sort of twofold for our fans. You know, the Sports Center will screen them when they come in. They have to wear a mask. They have socially distanced seats. So we sell tickets in pods. So you sit with the people you came with and not necessarily other people. And and then really for our players and our teams, a tier system where the teams and the coaches, they're in tier one, and they get tested every morning, for COVID and to make sure they're good, and we separate them from everybody else. So they're in their own little bubble this week, and they go to their hotel room, and they go to their fourth center, and they have a meeting room in the hotel, and that's sort of what I do. So just try to keep them as safe as possible because we want to play all these games in the tournament, and then we also want to make sure our champions are good when they go to the NCAA tournament in a week and a half.
I'm not going to go. That's a whole nother tributary to this river. I'm not going to go down it. But I worry a little bit because your men's and women's champion, obviously the automatic qualifiers, have more time between them. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's bad. But there's going to be people playing on Sunday in the SEC tournament, like a week from tomorrow, and they're going to be playing 4 or 5 days later. So there's not really that downtime in between. It's been amazing that everybody, you've got them all in. First off, right? You got all the, and that's the whole deal with it. You got all the games in, and with the Thursday Saturday OVC schedule weekly, you had that Monday Tuesday to fall back on to reschedule some games.
I don't have the numbers in front of me. We played all but one men's game and all but three women's games. So yeah, there's 120 games for each gender, so 240 games total. And I believe we played 236 of those games this year. So that's pretty incredible, and it speaks to the protocols working, and it speaks to the planning and being able to reschedule games. But it also speaks to the student athletes and the teams, and they've had to sacrifice a lot this year and to make sure they're safe. It's probably not as much social activities as they would normally do in a given year as a college student. So a lot of sacrifice to get to this point.
Kyle Schwartz, Assistant Commissioner of the OVC with us, University Showcase this morning. Kyle, just talk a little bit about the teams tonight. Belmont, Morehead State. Belmont had that great run. I think it was 21 in a row. Well, I know 30.
21, yep.
Yeah, 21 overall, but 30 OVC games, counting tournament and regular season. In those last two regular season games, they lost Thursday night at Eastern Kentucky, Saturday night at Morehead State, which could happen to a lot of teams, okay? And they did it without Nick Musinski. I know that Casey Alexander, the coach, is happy to get him back. But Belmont, just it's clockwork for them, and even last night when they were pushed, they knew what to do. So even with those two losses, and you thinking, man, if they can clear that, they get to the finals, maybe an at large. But I think we all know they got to win tonight to get in. But it's just amazing the run they've been on.
And very balanced, and even though you have a Musinski, you have a Grayson Murphy, who's very good. That Luke Smith last night had 6 3-pointers. They got Jacoby Wood, a freshman off the bench. They just have somebody who can do it every night. It's very impressive, the ball movement and the unselfishness they've had. And about Morehead, Belmont wants to score a lot, shoot some threes. Morehead wants to play defense. So it's a top scoring team, the top defensive team in the OVC. And we saw that last night a little bit with EKU, who is a high scoring team in Morehead. So it should be interesting. They just played last Saturday, and they also played 2 weeks before that in Nashville. So really, it's the third time they will have played in a month. And so a lot of familiarity. And of course, Musinski will play this time. He didn't play last week. So I think it should lead to another matchup. The one last Saturday in Morehead was an overtime classic. So if we can get that for national TV tonight, that would be good.
Yeah, and speaking of Morehead State, the OVC Coach of the Year, Preston Spradlin, and also the head coach of Morehead State, and also the freshman of the year, Janai Broom. And at 6'9", man, he comes in that you're going, whoa. I mean, because he's 6'9". He's almost, although he doesn't run the floor like Kenneth Faried did, and but he looks the next part. 6'10", a true freshman, and I tell you what, he's as good a freshman I've seen come through this league in quite some time.
As a PR person, we always have a preseason poll, and it's just so people can talk. And yeah. Morehead was picked 8th. And part of that reason was because people didn't know who Janai Broom was, and he was a freshman out of Florida. And they've had a couple other people, a K.J. Hunt, who set out last year, who was ineligible, and a couple of people come back from injury. They've all been impressive. And Broom double-doubles at the most by an Eagle freshman in over 30 years. So he has more than what Fareed did, and he actually has more rebounds this year than Fareed did as a freshman. So I'm not going to say he's going to end up with 1,700 like Fareed did for his college career, but he's made an impact, and that's why they're playing tonight.
Well, and again, he's 6'10". His numbers, 13 points, 8.7, so pretty close to a double-double average. 57% shooting from the field, and I do believe – did he leave the league in block shots right at two a game? Right, at, I mean, I know he's in the top.
Yes.
He did. So, yeah, he's a true freshman in what Preston Spradlin has done there. I know, and I've watched some of Matt Figger's press conference. Austin Peay was picked to win it. Terry Taylor, again, the OVC Player of the Year. I know they had Adams got hurt early. He was the Freshman of the Year in the league last year. And so they really never got on a roll, Austin Peay. And it's pretty amazing when you have Austin Peay, and especially Murray State, not make it to today anyway, especially. It's always been Belmont and Murray, but certainly Austin Peay. But looking at Belmont back again, Grayson Murphy, the OVC Defensive Player of the Year. What is he? 6 foot, maybe.
And it looks him at 6'2", but he may be a little short.
Okay, there. And he's like their leading rebounder. It's fun. But I tell you what, this league has got a ton. I'm just looking at the All Conference team has got a ton load of talent. And even last night, you look at Wendell Green, another freshman, man, just like a water bug. This team, this conference is loaded.
And last year, a lot of our all of EC people were sophomores. And so they became juniors. And this year, if you look at the team, there's not a lot of seniors there. So a lot of this talent theoretically should be back next year to keep us as a really good quality basketball league.
I'm ahead of you. I already looked at it last night. You had, of the 15 on the first and second teams, only four seniors of the 15.
So that bodes well to keep up the what we've done. And we will see how that translated. Definitely this year, the level of play was really up in the league. And you mentioned Terry Taylor. I just want to talk about him, arguably one of the top 10 players in OVC history. He's the only player in scoring in the top 10 in career scoring and rebounding in OVC history. So, almost 75 years, that's a pretty impressive accomplishment.
Kyle Schwartz with us, assistant commissioner of the OVC. He's up in Evansville. Championship games this afternoon, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, the men, Morehead State and Belmont. And that game is on ESPN2. This afternoon at 2 o'clock, ESPN Plus, UT Martin and Belmont, the 1 and 2 seeds. And again, Chelsea Perry at UT Martin and Kevin McMillan, what he's done at UT Martin. They're just, them and Belmont are the bell cows of this league for quite some time. But Chelsea Perry, I hadn't looked, but she's at one point was leading the nation in scoring. Anastasia Hayes at MTSU right in there, 1 and 2 for a long period. But certainly I think she's in the top five, but she just can score. It's amazing that wherever she touches the ball, she thinks offense.
At one point, she was averaging almost 30 points a game at one point of the year. And she has had an injury, so she's missed a lot of games in conference play as of late. They're really taking her slow. So she did not play in the first round game, but yesterday in the semifinals she did. She came off the bench to a pretty loud roar from the Skyhawk fans when she got in the game, and very impressive. And after the game, Tennessee Tech's coach, I know your friend Kim Roseman, she said, Chelsea Perry is a pro. And whether I don't know if that's in the WNBA or what it is, but she will be making money playing basketball, and she's a difference maker. I'm sure she's done 100% for today, but she's up there, and she's going to give it her all. And this is the third time Belmont and UT Martin have played in the championship game in the last 4 years. And Belmont won those first two, so I know UT Martin really wants to win it because they haven't won the tournament in a couple years, and it should be a good matchup.
It is. She was a player there, Chelsea Perry, a coach. Also, Destiny Wells, the OVC Freshman of the Year out of Belmont, wanted to mention that. And Latrice Sane out of SEMO, the OVC Defensive Player of the Year. Okay, Kyle, enough of basketball. Let's play some football.
Sundays in the spring as well.
It's amazing. It really is. And tomorrow will be week three. Eastern Illinois at UT Martin. Jacksonville State with a win over Tennessee Tech. back in the top 10, 10th ranked at TSU tomorrow afternoon, Hale Stadium. By the way, of course, you know, I'll promote that a little bit later as we have the TSU segment, but it's at 2 o'clock at Hale Stadium, and they can seat up to 20%. So I think they're going to have 3,000, I think they're 10,000. Yeah, that's 3,000 that can come to the game. If people want to get out, it's going to be a beautiful afternoon. Also, Murray State at number 16, Southeast Missouri. But here we are, 3 weeks into college football season. I guess everybody needs to figure out it's football time in Tennessee.
And I mean, we've gotten some good attention by playing on Sundays. Some people just nationally looking at some social media accounts, some national people talking about us. So and, you know, we picked to play on Sundays because there's so much else going on every other day of the week. So not that there is any, you know, we have volleyball going on Sunday nights now too. So it's good that our student athletes have finally gotten the chance to play this conference season. We're going to play the 7-game schedule. We're going to have the FCS playoffs starting in April, and so far it's been good. We've had some really good games, and the weather has not been so good as you led off the show with. We had a snowstorm, and then we had a monsoon last week, so hopefully this weekend's weather's a little better for everybody.
It's really, and the quality of football that I've seen has been pretty dang good. And I guess, well, a lot of them, you know, had the fall, and, you know, teams could opt to play, well, you know, one Eastern Kentucky opted out of spring, played their complete schedule, but they could play up to four in the fall. And you know what, a lot of that is about going and get those guaranteed money games, especially in a COVID year. You mentioned it with volleyball, and it's this way at every school, but spring sports, fall sports, everybody, let's just all get on the bus. So you got fall sports going on in the spring. You got spring sports going on in the spring. What a busy time.
It's a busy time for everybody, and everybody's in the same boat, so we know how it's going. And again, a great chance to show that we could do it safely and play these games. And you know, sometimes the level of competition, I thought with football, it may take a couple weeks to be where they should be. They got to ease into it, and it's been a while, but it's the same for both. So one team doesn't have an advantage. Those teams who did play a fall football game or two, yeah, that they might have a little bit more time of actual competition together, but we've seen that the other teams are ready to play and get out there and have some good games these Sundays.
Well, it's a good time to be a fan of the OVC. The OVC basketball tournament last night was just amazing. Two games. Championship game on the men's side tonight, 7 o'clock, ESPN2, and then the women's game this afternoon, UT Martin and Belmont at 2 o'clock on ESPN+. And, yeah, last night, national TV for the doubleheader. Again tonight, national TV. It's certainly the OVC, and as you mentioned, when that ticker starts strolling along the bottom, last year the ticker stopped. So, it's pretty amazing. We're going to have an NCAA tournament. So, hey, Kyle, thank you, man. I know what you do. I know how busy you are.
Well, I appreciate it, Greg, and I hope everybody will tune in and watch today.
No, I will. Hey, thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it, man.
All right.
All right, Kyle Schwartz from Evansville at the OVC tournament, the Assistant Commissioner for Strategic Communications, which I give him trouble about. That's a fancy name. Anyway, hey, it is University Showcase later in the show. Lady Tigers coach Ty Evans. But after the break, Trevecca AD Mark Elliott.
It's the 2021 spring season in Roar City, and Big Blue Tiger football is back. And this time, we've got Sundays all to ourselves. Catch Coach Rod Reed and your TSU football Tigers on Sundays, starting Sunday, February 21st. Get your season tickets for all home games in Hale Stadium right now at TSUTigers.com. And listen to the Tigers every play of every game, exclusively on the only home for TSU athletics. That's the TSU Big Blue Sports Network at TSUSportsNetwork.com.
I'm Dr. Dan Boone, president of Trevecca. Our unprecedented growth in recent years is something that brings us great joy. While our enrollment and our 100% online degree options continue to grow, our mission will always remain the same. We're committed to preparing students to excel professionally while also demonstrating kindness, compassion, and servant leadership wherever life takes them. Learn more at trevecca.edu.
In a time when preventive care is more important than ever, routine oral and eye checkups could save your life. That's why Delta Dental of Tennessee offers dental and vision plans starting at less than a dollar a day. For example, our large network of dentists can detect 120 signs and symptoms of diseases before they're life-threatening. Keep your healthcare costs low and your health at an all-time high with the power of preventive dental and vision plans from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb Apartment Communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. There's Strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night, starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Hey, Middle Tennessee. Tune into Fox Sports Southeast and watch your Next Gen Grizz Wednesday at 7 p.m. when they take on the Wizards, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. You'll want to tune in early, starting at 6:30, to catch Grizzlies Live, presented by Ford and your Mid-South Ford dealers, featuring Pete Branica, Brevin Knight, Rob Fisher, and Chris Vernon. Check your local listings at Grizzlies.com for the channel guide, or catch it live right here on your home for the Memphis Grizzlies, Nashville Sports Radio.
Saturday morning. Hope you're having a good one. Beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood here. Ray Dosky producing, Greg Polk, our two-hour broadcast block. It will be the shoot-around next hour. Coach Tom Hodges and our lot to get to, obviously, March Madness, our U.S. Army Legend of the Week, Bert Bertelkamp. I'm excited about this one. Of course, you can hear him with Bob Kessling on all the UT broad, men's basketball broadcasts, but also played with Bernie and Ernie and for Ray Mears. Looking forward to that. But right now, we got another. Well, he's not going to wear anything orange anytime soon, but we'll get to him in just a minute. But Trevecca on the clock here with University Showcase. Men's basketball coach Omar Mance wrapped up a season in the GMAC, falling at Hillsdale. And women's basketball coach Chad Hibden. We'll talk a little bit about the programs here with the AD Mark Elliott in just a few moments. They won last Saturday 89-68 against Ohio Valley and then fell to Kentucky Wesleyan in the GMAC on Tuesday. Baseball got underway yesterday, 11-2 win over Southern Indiana. Coach Chase Swain, of course, we had Chase on several weeks ago, so the Chase Swain era opens with a win today. Doubleheader against Southern Indiana at noon, and then next weekend they get into GMAC play. Friday, doubleheader against Davenport, and Davenport's not a GMAC. Excuse me for that. And then next Saturday, I don't know. They add a team, a school about every 6 months. Softball coach Ben Tyree, after starting 1-5, now 6-6. Of course, one of the top 10 programs in the country. Went 2-2 at the Blue Ridge Classic last weekend up in Owensboro. This past Wednesday, swept Union. And then yesterday at the Midwest Region crossover in Evansville, beat Grand Valley State 8-6 and Purdue Northwest 9-0. And then they're back at it with a doubleheader at Malone on Friday. That is GMAC play. Volleyball, Coach Emily Moore, 5-6, all GMAC. Last Saturday, beat Ursuline. in a sweep 3-0. And then Tuesday, same thing with Cedarville. And then yesterday, beat Kentucky Wesleyan 3-1. And then already the GMAC Championships this coming week, Tuesday and then Friday and Saturday. Men's golf coach David Head. This past Monday and Tuesday at the Mississippi College Invitational in Madison, Mississippi. The 54 holes got shortened to 36 because of weather, and lo and behold, it is the ninth team tournament championship for Coach Head there. And Blaine Turner, senior out of Wilson Central High School, 10 under. That's right, 68 and 64, his fifth career win, and they're going to be hosting the Music City Invitational at the Hermitage Golf Course March 15th and 16th, and the Lady women's team will open up this coming Monday and Tuesday at the Lady Cougar Classic down in Columbus State in Georgia. Men's soccer, Coach Danny Levy, last Saturday, they're 1-0. I think they played in early February, but they had their game with Midway postponed. Today they've got Belmont at home at 3 o'clock next Saturday, GMAC at Kentucky Wesleyan. Coach Kelsey Phoenix, 0-1 in the GMAC, and had a tie with Sewanee there at Kentucky Wesleyan last week. And then the men's and women's track and field, Coach Austin Selby. They wrapped up indoor up at Cedarville University. Braden Miller set a school record in the shot put, and Larkin Chaney O'Shea a school record at 400 meters. And this coming Friday, it's nice work if you can get it. They're at the Myrtle Beach Spring Invitational. I'm sure AD Mark Elliott's on making that trip. I'm in. Mark, how are you? Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Greg. You can take a breath now. You rattled that off in a hurry. That was a lot of games in a short amount of time. But that's the world we live in today, right?
Well, yeah, you got, because I do that, sports in season, and usually it's just spring stuff, basketball and spring. And well, there's my first question. What's it like having all the sports, fall and spring, at one time?
Well, I'll start with a negative, lead to the positive.
Okay.
The negative is for those of us who run these events, Becky Scott, Desmond Pierce, Tuesday Hunt, Greg Ruff, me, it's not sustainable. It is just the amount of coverage that needs to be made, and then throw on top of it the COVID responsibilities that we have with, you know, limited fans and things like that is almost impossible to sustain with the resources that we have. But now let's move to the positive. These are finally, our athletes are getting to play, right? And in some instances, in a limited basis, our parents are finally getting to watch them play. Now, the students at Trevecca still don't get to come to the games. We have limited spectators. We're still at that kind of 25, rule of 25 for outdoor sports, rule of 8 for indoor sports, 25% maximum. So our indoor sports are limited to 30 people that can come, and that's, we've limited those to parents. Outdoor sports are limited. Softball is a little bit smaller, but soccer and baseball limited to 54 people that can come. And that creates just issues around campus and around the city and with opponents that are trying to come in. And, of course, their parents want to see them play too. But long story short is it's not, as I told my wife the other day, this is not trigonometry. It's not rocket science, but it's an awful lot of math, awful lot of arithmetic, time after time after time, and it gets – again, it's not so ultimately complicated, but it's just a lot at once coming down the pike at us. So that's kind of where I find it, and I'm just glad that the kids are out there playing and parents are getting to watch them.
Well, and it's, you know, once you got something figured out, you got another problem because everything's so fluid, right? I mean, you got city, state, NCAA, conference, and Trevecca regulations. And, you know, when you go on the road, what is it? You got all, so, and then even 24 hours, even the day of the game, it may be postponed, canceled, whatever. So once you got something, back to the original point, once you got something figured out, it all blows up.
Stay ready. Yeah. it's stay ready to change. And, you know, I'll say this is one of the things I've kind of noticed, and this is probably NCAA wide, maybe even nationally wide for all of us, is the leaders, if they will maintain that flexibility, if they'll maintain their poise, if they'll maintain, hey, this is just the way it is right now, then the athletes tend to follow. The coaches who sort of lose their mind about this and can't handle the movement and the change and the last second adjustments, their teams follow suit, right? And so you can see it on the court. You can see it in the, you know, just the way the programs adjust at times, right? So I think it's a huge lesson in patience. It's a huge lesson in poise. And when it gets down to it, at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to teach and give the experience for these athletes to see and to experience at on an intercollegiate level, right? You got to learn patience. You got to learn poise. You got to learn how to adapt. And those are the life lessons that we think are really, really important. So it is giving us kind of what we ask for.
You know, I heard a really neat analogy this week. I don't know. I maybe I should take ownership and just, you know, but is that somebody said, well, everybody's in the same boat. And the response was, well, no, everybody's in a different boat. They're just on the same, they're on the same ocean. They're on the same water,
yes.
But they're all going about it in their own ways. So yeah, it's the water that's the common. The boats is totally different.
True. It is a very good analogy. I think I'll steal that analogy and use that in my next speech. But no, it's very true. And I think we all have learned best practices from one another. And our GMAC conference has been, Tom Dagher, our commissioner, has been great about continuing to keep us together face-to-face on Zoom calls and whatever. And so we're able to experience these best practices as a group. And our athletic director group, I haven't experienced a lot of different athletic director groups, but our group has been particularly collegial in helping one another reschedule games, accommodate travel arrangements, and fix game times at a time that's not necessarily the best for home teams, but they're accommodating the visiting team because of travel schedules, hotel schedules, and things like that. So if you've got a collegial group of men and women who are, you know, working together for the betterment of the athletes, led by a guy like Tom Dagher, who's an exceptionally good conference commissioner, it can work. And so those best practices help those boats, as you, in your analogy, to row in the same direction.
Trevec Athletic Director Mark Elliott, University Showcase here this morning. Mark, just talk about some specific sports. Omar Mance, men's basketball. I know it's a building process and maybe not all the number of wins you'd like to have right now, but I think everyone would agree that program's in really good hands with Omar Mance.
No doubt. Absolutely. I'm pleased, and I think I would say this out loud to everybody. No one's pleased with the record at this point, but it's particularly Omar. But I also know this, that we have hired coaches and said that our mantra, our philosophy is Christian scholar athlete. Let's take care of it in that order. And so number one and number two, the Christian and the scholar are very, very well taken care of within that program. And so I'm happy with it. I think it's a program we're proud of. The culture has been set now. Let's just get better and put some more wins on the board. So Omar's he's been fantastic to work with. He's been great for our community. So I couldn't be prouder. I think we're all looking for some more wins in the future, and that will come in time.
And
thank
the same
for Chad Hibden.
Yeah, and you took it right out. And Chad Hibden, although only played 12 games, obviously COVID hit, you know, with the restrictions, with everything with that as well. But sort of finished strong. Got a good win last Saturday, and just talk about the women's program.
You know, they had probably the everybody in the last 2 years, the double whammy of injuries and COVID. And it wasn't always their fault. This was just an amazing year where they literally played half the games that everybody else played because of contact tracing and just all of the issues that happened with them. But it was just kind of amazing. Even we were on the road having played a game in Ohio during the snowstorm. Well, they couldn't even make it back to Nashville, so we told them to stay up in Ohio. They played a game on Monday. Wednesday, the team that we played against called us and said that they had struck a positive for one of their players who played X amount of minutes in the game. So they had to go back and contact Trace 48 hours before. Our women's basketball team, Chad, they're literally at the hotel in the next city where they were getting ready to play, and through the contact tracing, did not have enough that were medically cleared to play. They had to come back. They had flights back from Cleveland, Ohio. Half the team could fly, half the team could not fly. We had to send a sleeper bus up to there to pick up the ones that were contact traced and bring them back separately. That was a nice bill that I had to pay. But anyway, that's just the kind of season that they ended up having. And so along with some injuries, people finally coming back, you know, they were finally knocked the rust off and were able to play as much as they possibly could at the end of the season to at a very good level. So I think they'll pick that up next year and look forward to what they're going to do in the future. But the same thing holds true with them with regards to the Christian Starr athlete. You know, the first two are very, very well taken care of. They're a team that our campus and our community can be proud of.
Mark, you said something right in the middle of that in jest, but I'm going to follow up with it. But, you know, you got the bill of the alternate travel plans and everything. The testing, all the different things, GMAC is pretty far flung. We know that, and it's getting bigger all the time. Have you been able to pay for it? Simple question. How do you pay for all this?
Well, the good news at the very beginning is that they were restricted seasons. When we finally decided, and the GMAC was one of the very first conferences to come out and say, we are going to try to get a leading edge to start back with intercollegiate sports, right? Maybe not spectators, but at least get the competition back. Because we felt like there was much, and this will be a controversial statement, I'm sure, but there was very little infection being transmitted on the field and on the court. Where it was being transmitted was between where they eat, meet, and greet, right? Those are those close quarters where we felt like it was being transmitted. So we felt like the best thing to do is to try to get a leading edge to get back out there and start to get into competition again. But we knew we also had to be careful about the number of games that were played, keep them spread out, keep them spaced out. And so we reduced the number of games that the teams were able to play by about 20-25% in some cases, right? So with that, in many cases, there were some savings that we just reduced the overall number of games, and it allowed for us to be able to pay for some of these unique situations. The other thing that helped us, Greg, was that our typical travel is a charter bus, right, for safety. A whole other story there, but the charter bus route is the primary feature by which we do this. But the flights in and out of, like, for example, when we go to Hillsdale, Michigan to Detroit, the flights to go to Lake Erie and Ursuline to Cleveland, you know, or Canton, Ohio, or Columbus, Ohio, were drastically reduced. And so instead of a charter bus, it's going to cost us, you know, $15,000 to $2,000 a day. We can actually get flights and rent vans for short-term travel up there, and it actually helped us. So it's kind of a wash. I think there were some trips that were more expensive, some trips that were less expensive, but the overall effect is about the same.
Mark, having to go through the purgatory of the NAIA to NCAA Division II transition, you could withstand this, right?
You know what? I don't think I thought of it quite that way, but I'm going to use that example too.
Anything else I can help you with, I'll send you a bill, okay?
Assistant Athletic Director Greg Pope. No, it's very true. That was a different kind. That was all administrative, right? Greg, if I could say one thing to the folks that are listening to this, is that I don't think very many people understand the mental health issues that we have seen explode with our athletes and coaches. And it's societal. It's all over. I'm not saying that we were the only ones that experienced it. But the on-again, off-again, now pressure of online classes and remote classes and getting their education in a different format than what they're used to, not being around their friends. And, you know, this 18 to 22-year-old group, they are ridiculously relational, right? They want to hang out with their friends. They want to be with their friends. And they're just not allowed to be, particularly athletes, because we're telling them, go play on Saturday. And, oh, by the way, you're going to get tested on Monday morning. So we don't want you to hang out with your buddies, with your teammates for 48 hours. Because if you do and you get a positive on Monday, then we've got to contact trace you back 48 hours. So don't hang out with them over the weekend. And so, consequently, I think we're seeing just a bevy of mental health issues, anxiety, just a lot of things that are just maybe a lot of folks that are listening would not understand or they wouldn't perceive as happening. So that's just another level that we're having to deal with now, right? So going to the NAI transition to NCAA Division II, administrative, Steve Harris, Larry Knight, those guys, you know, they were worked heavy load, lifted heavy burdens. The athletes just got to play, right? This is different. This is everybody now, right? So everybody has, everyone's experienced this anxiety. And if I can just tell the folks that are out there listening, if you think about these athletes, pray for them, because they're in a way different space than what they've ever been before. Now they're getting exercise now. They're getting to go out and play and do what they love to do, but it's still not like it used to be. And oh, by the way, the last thing I'd like to say about this part is that it's the seniors at high school who are getting squeezed right now, because seasons are extended, careers are being extended, given an extra year to seniors. It's those seniors in high school that are not getting the chances that they used to. So it affects an awful lot of people further than just the athletes and coaches that are out there on the field and on the court.
Well, you're right. That's the last thing I'm going to say. Time's up. Thank you, Mark, as always. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you, too.
Thanks. All right. Trevec Athletic Director Mark Kelly. We'll take a break. TSU up next.
When you get to be my age, you've seen just about everything. But the one thing I plan on never seeing is out-of-pocket expenses that Medicare doesn't pay for. And with Medicare supplement coverage from Farm Bureau Health Plans, I'll never be out of network, so I can use the doctor I want to choose. So if you're turning 65 and have questions about Medicare supplement plans, dental, vision, or prescription drug coverage, talk to a representative today. Or visit us at FBHP.com. Farm Bureau Health Plans. Plan on us.
Since 1991, Valentino's Ristorante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night, starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Ristorante. If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
At Trevecca, we value the opportunity to strengthen and empower leaders. That's why we're proud to be the fastest growing graduate business school in Nashville. We offer fully online master's and doctoral degrees in business administration that will elevate your professional skills and take your career to the next level. Reach your professional peak with Trevecca. Call 844-TNU-GRAD or learn more at trevecca.edu.
It's the 2021 spring season in Roar City, and Big Blue Tiger Football is back. And this time, we've got Sundays all to ourselves. Catch Coach Rod Reed and your TSU Football Tigers on Sundays, starting Sunday, February 21st. Get your season tickets for all home games in Hale Stadium right now at TSUTigers.com. And listen to the Tigers every play of every game, exclusively on the only home for TSU athletics. That's the TSU Big Blue Sports Network at TSUSportsNetwork.com.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 days a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWebb.com. That's FreemanWebb.com.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army. The George Blaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Blaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Blaster Show.
This isn't going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Blaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
We'll be right back.
University Showcase. We spotlight the athletic programs throughout the High Valley Conference, Trevecca, and Tennessee State University, TSUTigers.com. And we tell you about sports in season as we do. And football season, right? Tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock, Hale Stadium. Excuse me there. Yeah. allergies. Thank you very much. But anyway, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, Jacksonville State, last Sunday, 27-20 lost at Austin Peay. The first half was played in a monsoon. But tomorrow afternoon, beautiful afternoon. You can get tickets still. There's going to be a 20% capacity. So go see it. If you can't make it, listen to it on TSUSportsNetwork.com. Myself and Will Brown will be on the call for that. Men's and women's cross country. Of Coach Cheese, Chandra Cheeseboro Geis at the OVC Championships at Austin Peay, the women 11th, men 12th, Amaya Morse at a PR at 5K. Softball, Coach Andrea Browning, 4-5, 0-1 in the OVC last weekend. However, big weekend, won 4-5 at the Alcorn State hosted River City Classic down in Vicksburg, Mississippi, and then opened up yesterday. OVC play with a 4-3 loss to Tennessee Tech today, hosting Tennessee Tech, a doubleheader at 1 o'clock, and then they go to they host SIUE and OVC play next weekend. Men's tennis, Coach Lola Oradugba last Sunday lost to MTSU today at Lipscomb. And then the women's tennis opening, still hadn't opened the season, will March 19th at Murray State. And volleyball, Coach Danica Sutton this past Sunday, Monday, fell to Morehead State. And then March 7th and 8th at Eastern Illinois. Well, our guest, I saw every one of his basketball games this year. Half of them at home I got to see in person. The other half I got to watch on TV and do play-by-play for them. Ty Evans, the Lady Tigers women's basketball coach at TSU. Hey, good morning, Ty.
Good morning, G. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm good. I was just talking about it. I'm going to be doing all the football games remotely. So, you know, the thrill of it's getting out there. But what a year. I know the numbers don't add up, but I saw every game, and you had your team playing its best basketball. And in our post-game interview from the last game, you went through something I thought was really pretty cool, that from the first time you met these OVC teams to the next time, you made improvement against every team.
Exactly. And just to kind of reiterate that, I think it's very what's the word I'm looking for? It's just interesting, and this is more of a testament to our girls. Every team that we played twice, other than one team, you know, the margin of loss was significantly less, you know, than the first time we played them. And I think that just shows the growth and the improvement of our girls, you know, from, like I said before, the first time we played those teams until the second time. So I'm excited about the future, man. I mean, I've had a chance to reflect this past week, and I'm extremely excited about, you know, where this program is going.
You know, and it's going to be interesting with the eligibility, whatever, who comes back, who's not. I'm not even going to go there because that's still all to be played out. But certainly with Taylor Roberts and Jaden Reitzel, those two are going to be in the leading rebounders, score. Taylor, leading scorer, you know, and certainly Jaden Reitzel, one of the top all time in rebounding and steals. So those two have laid a foundation.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, I've only coached both 1 year, but just to kind of look at the numbers, you know, in terms of Taylor scoring over 1,000 points and Jaden, you know, like you said before, with the rebounds and the steals, I think when they look back, you know, on their 4-year career, you know, the wins and losses won't necessarily tell the entire story, but just from my 6-7 months of dealing with those two young ladies, I think they'll look back and, you know, and they'll look at some things. And, you know, like I said before, the wins and losses don't tell the whole story, but they've had a great time here at TSU, and I've enjoyed coaching them the past 6 or 7 months.
How is it for, you know, because you know, 8 years at Auburn, associate head coach, Georgetown, Alabama, St. Louis, you know, you've been part of winning. How did Ty Evans handle this season?
You know, I actually handled it very well. You know, it's funny. I was talking to my dad about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it's funny. We were just having a conversation, a father-son conversation, and he was asking me, how you doing, son? I said, actually, I'm pretty good, Dad. He said, well, you know, I was worried about you for a while. I said, well, why? I'm good. He started laughing. He said, not that. I know you're okay. He said, but you ever think about this? You know, from the age of five until I stopped playing competitively, I think when I was 26 or 27 over in Taiwan, I've never played for a team that lost more games than they won. I've never played on a team that lost more games than they won, and I've never played on a team that wasn't competing for some type of championship. And I thought about it, and I said, you know what? Wow, this is actually a good experience for me because I know how to win. I've done nothing but win my whole life. The one thing that I didn't know about was how to change someone who had a losing mentality. So this whole year for me has been more of a growth process for me as a coach. It's been great from that standpoint because, like I said before, you've won as much as I have as a player and as a coach. You know how to do that, but you also have to understand the other side. You have to understand the mentality of a person who hasn't won that much and what it takes to get them, you know, to the other side. So I've learned a lot this year. It's been great for me as a coach, and I wouldn't change anything.
Well, just put in perspective, you and I are huge Milwaukee Brewers fans. They went 25 years without making the playoffs after going to the World Series, so I'm used to it, you know. So, although they're in a pretty good run. Yeah, and it's one of the first things, I remember the first time I met you, and if you know me, I'll have something Brewers on a lot, and I didn't even know what I put on, you know, just put a shirt on, you know, and the first thing you said to me, oh, Brewers, okay, so with the logo, so... why do you feel good about going forward? I heard it. I hear it in your voice. I hear it every time I talk to you after every game, and you're so gracious with your time, and that's not an easy thing to do sometimes, but and I understand that, being the son of a coach. I'd always remember when he would come home, I could tell when I was a kid whether he won or lost. If he won, he went straight to bed. If he lost, he went to the kitchen and sat for a while. So, you know, why do you feel good about it?
Well, for me, I've always began with the end in mind, so I know how it's going to look once this is all said and done. And sometimes, you know, you have to go through different peaks and different valleys. I think it's important to not get too high or get too low. You know, I knew what I walked into, so the process is what attracted me. And I knew, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say, well, man, did you expect to lose every single game? Well, no, I don't think no one does that. And a competitor such as myself, you go into every single game expecting to win because, like I said before, I've done nothing but win in my career. So I'm going to go in with the same mentality. But at the same time, when you don't win, you have to go back to the drawing board and look at some things you could have done better. And like I said before, you can't lose the fact that the process is what's most important. You have to begin with the end in mind. So for me, you know, as long as I keep that at the forefront of my mind, I'm in good shape. So believe me, I'm encouraged. I'm excited about, you know, where this thing is going to end. And you'll see, we'll be having the same conversation, you know, in a year or two, but it'll be much different. And I'm going to say, gee, I told you so.
Well, Ty, it's been a pleasure getting to know you, watching you work, and being the leader that you are. Thanks for joining us this morning. Enjoy your spring weekend. It's football, right?
Absolutely. Spring football. Not used to it, but I'm enjoying it.
All right. Thank you, Ty. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, G. Take care.
All right, Lady Tigers coach Ty Evans, an upbeat for the kind of year he went through. Yeah, I think it's in good hands. All right, let's take a break.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Looking for a challenge? Push yourself further. It begins when you enlist as a soldier in the U.S. Army. You'll be trained in one of more than 150 career fields, and you can even earn money for college and even a cash bonus if you qualify. To find out more, visit your local Army recruiter at 1715 Old Fort Parkway in Murfreesboro or at one of our other Middle Tennessee locations. You can also log on to GoArmy.com. They're strong, and then there's Army Strong. Paid for by the United States Army.
Do you desire to become a leader who can influence and encourage other employees, students, or clients? Trevecca offers a variety of undergraduate and graduate degrees in leadership that are relevant, accessible, affordable, and fully online. You'll gain skills and knowledge to lead in fields such as business, technology, education, ministry, government, and healthcare. Transform your work environment for the good. Call 844-TNU-GRAD or learn more at trevecca.edu.
It's the 2021 spring season in Roar City, and Big Blue Tiger football is back. This time, we've got Sundays all to ourselves. Catch Coach Rod Reed and your TSU football Tigers on Sundays, starting Sunday, February 21st. Get your season tickets for all home games in Hale Stadium right now at TSUTigers.com. And listen to the Tigers every play of every game, exclusively on the only home for TSU athletics. That's the TSU Big Blue Sports Network at TSUSportsNetwork.com.
Oh, wow. What was that?
I think that was a red-tailed hawk. Pretty awesome.
Kentucky is home to nearly 1,000 species of animals, and many of these need our help.
Funding just isn't keeping up.
However, you can help out.
You can help save these species by becoming a member of Kentucky Wild.
When you join, you'll be directly supporting wildlife facing threats across our state.
And there's some pretty good perks for you, too.
To find out more, visit fw.ky.gov/kywild.
With more than 15,000 apartments, you know that Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise by professionals who care about the quality of your residence with upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Each community enjoys caring on-site property managers in constant communication with the home office. 7 day a week, round-the-clock emergency service, ongoing preventative maintenance, timely response to residents' requests. You'll find each of these well-managed apartments offers a unique style that makes it not just a place to live, but a place you comfortably can call home. For more information, visit FreemanWeb.com. That's FreemanWeb.com.
Since 1991, Valentino's Restaurante in Nashville has shared its passion for all things delicioso. Bold flavors, fresh ingredients, fine wines, and lighthearted laughter. Valentino's is quiet and romantic. Featuring Nashville's most engaging and sophisticated menu Italiano, it's all under one roof, located at 1808 Hayes Street in Midtown. Lunch weekdays and dinner each night starting at 5. For an experience of Italy and Music City at its grandest, it has to be Valentino's Restaurante.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
University Showcase, again, the OVC Championships up at the Ford Center in Evansville, the men, Belmont, the one seed, Morehead State, the two seed, and if you, two great games last night, Belmont 72-69 over Jacksonville State, and then Morehead State 67-64 over Eastern Kentucky, so chalk held all the way to the semis, and then tonight the one versus the two on ESPN2, that is must-see TV, and then this afternoon at 2 o'clock, chalk held again, the one seed UT Martin, Belmont the two seed. They play at 2 o'clock this afternoon on ESPN Plus. And there's football tomorrow. Eastern Illinois at UT Martin, Murray State at Southeast Missouri, and you can also listen to, if you don't get over to Hale Stadium, they're gonna have there's gonna be a beautiful day. Jacksonville State, number 10 team of the country, in town tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock. If you're not there, listen to it on the TSU Sports Network at 1:30 pregame. Myself and Will Brown will be on the call for that. Coming up next hour, the Shooter Round, presented by Goggin Cold Hall. And at the bottom of that hour, our U.S. Army Legend of the Week, none other than Bert Bertelkamp. Hang out.